Deanne Bay is the general counsel of Louisville Independent School District. She previously has practiced in the city attorney's office in Arlington, where I live, and has also been an associate attorney at Walsh Gallegos. She is joined by Cynthia Rincon, who has previously has worked in various districts in various capacities, but recently left Fort Worth Independent School District and is now with the law firm of O'Hanlon Demrith Castillo, and she works in their Fort Worth office. Join me in welcoming Cynthia and Deanne to speak to us today about student vaping.
Now, are we doing this?
Oh, is there?
Okay, still morning. So, good morning. We're here to talk to you about vaping, and let's just get started. Danny got us a little bit of introduction, so we'll go on into it. Vaping among students has been associated with several negative effects on academic performance and mental health. With regard to lowered academic performance, studies of the effects of vaping reveal that teenagers who vape experience lower academic performance compared to non-vaping peers. These students are twice as likely to have felt depressed in the last month. They're significantly less positive about their physical health. Vaping teens report feeling stressed, exhausted, anxious, and overwhelmed. That's probably could describe a lot of us in this room. With regard to the classroom disruptions, teachers agree that vaping in school disrupts the learning environment. They believe that classroom disruptions due to vaping negatively impact overall student academic performance. And more than half teachers report that vaping teens struggle to stay motivated, have trouble focusing, and exhibit decreased classroom activity. Again, probably describes most teens in school. And vaping activity often increases during stressful periods in the academic year, such as the start of school, college admission decisions, final exams, and standardized tests. So, with all that, vaping is a big problem for students and schools. As a result, beginning this fall, students throughout Texas school districts are being sent to disciplinary alternative education programs under a new Texas law meant to curb youth vaping, a move that some school administrators and advocates say is too punitive and what appears to be another unfunded mandate. In the Houston area alone, hundreds of students were sent to DAEP for e-cigarette-related offenses within the first 90 days that the law was in effect. So how's that for an introduction? Where are we going? We're going to talk briefly into the legal definitions of vaping and e-cigarettes. We're going to have a discussion of ongoing e-cigarette litigation, much of which predated the change in law. We're going to go into detail about HB 114 requirements and the impact of that law, and additional considerations, including special education, HB 4758, which went into effect on January 1st, 2024. So, what is it? The legal definition is, as provided on the side, an electronic cigarette or any other device that simulates smoking by using a mechanical heating element, battery, or electronic circuit to deliver nicotine or other substances to the individual inhaling from the device. Well, one of the issues for schools is that it's difficult to know what's inside the e-cigarette product. So what is the product that it contains? For example, some e-cigarettes marketed as containing 0% nicotine have actually been found to contain nicotine. This is due to the lack of regulation regarding how e-cigarettes or the e-juice is made. So we're talking about vaping, but what you're really going to see is we're talking about e-cigarettes. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what vaping is in just a second. What are the components? Or it's important to note that legally, any part of the e-cigarette, regardless of whether the components, part, or accessory is sold separately from the device, is considered an e-cigarette. Before the law changed, students were really clever, and they would give each other parts of a vape or an e-cigarette, and so no one student was caught with the vape or the e-cigarette. So then we really didn't do anything but tell them to not have that. Now, with the law, any piece of the e-cigarette or vape will get you into DAEP.